CTOs need to be accountable for the technical budget. And that means making informed decisions about where to allocate our resources. That involves choosing between building in-house solutions versus potentially buying a solution off the shelf, considering the total cost of ownership of new technologies that you might be trying to deploy, managing projects to stay within budget while also delivering value to our customers. And tech leaders need to be responsible for fostering an innovation culture that actually solves real problems and creates value for customers and drives the company towards its financial and mission-driven goals.
If you're a tech leader looking to learn today's best practices for leading high-functioning teams, you're in the right spot. In each episode, we learn from today's top tech leaders as they share their successes, their failures, and their lessons learned along the way. I'm Debbie Madden, and this is the Scaling Tech Podcast, your blueprint for scaling tech teams. Let's dive in. Hey, everyone. I'm Debbie Madden, and you're listening to or watching the Scaling Tech Podcast. Today, I'm really excited to talk to Anil Benewal. Hey, Anil, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about something that I've personally spoken with many CTOs over the last 6 months about, which is the importance of financial literacy for technology leaders. And so before we jump in, I just want, for those that don't know Anil, a little bit about him. So he is the CTO of Arcadia, which is a climate tech company, super important in its own right, focused on unlocking access to data and clean energy sources through a community solar business, as well as the leading global energy data platform. So thank you and Arcadia for all that you're doing for our planet. And then just briefly, before joining Arcadia, Anil spent a lot of his career in fintech with the recent stint at Betterment, who many of us know, building B2C and B2B robo-advisor products, and even took a stab at starting his own business. Anil has been through several economies and has built up his own best practices with financial literacy as a tech leader. And many of us, you know, CTOs, VP of engineers, heads of product, are really kind of navigating pressures of our current economy, focusing on, you know, the company's mission, achieving your OKRs, and also making sure the company at large achieves its financial success. So question number one, do you think it's important for all employees to understand what the financial fundamentals are and how they're key to the company achieving its mission and the impact, right? Because some people just inherently be like, that doesn't affect me. So like, yeah, what's your take on that question?
Yeah, absolutely. I really do believe that it's crucial for basically all employees to grasp the importance of financial fundamentals in achieving any company's mission and maximizing its impact. Financial literacy isn't just for those in the finance department or those in leadership roles. It's really essential for basically everyone across the organization. Understanding financial health of our company helps every team member at Arcadia see the bigger picture. It's not just about the numbers. It's about understanding how our daily work contributes to the company's overall success and how that success ultimately makes a huge difference in achieving our mission and having an impact. I think when employees are financially literate, they can make better decisions in their roles and their day-to-day jobs. They can understand how their actions impact the company's top or bottom line. And they can understand why certain decisions are made from a financial perspective that may not be obvious to them because it might not perfectly or cleanly line up to a mission statement or something like that, but ultimately is actually in service of the mission nonetheless. And I think in a climate tech company like ours, where our ultimate goal is to deliver results for our business and our customers, but actually maybe most importantly for our mission, it's really vital that everyone understands that profitability is not at odds with our mission. It actually is an enabler because being financially healthy allows us to have just more leverage with partners, with suppliers, with customers, and it really ensures that we can continue to innovate and scale our solutions and really drive significant impact in our fight against climate change. So, you know, in fostering a culture of financial literacy, we're empowering our team to contribute more effectively to our mission and ultimately be a more cohesive and motivated and impactful team.
I think that's so important. Like, financial success is not at odds with the company's mission.
Yeah.
And like, I say this with certainty that is true for many companies. Like, let's hope it's true for most companies, but at minimum, it's true for many companies, right? And I think there are a lot of details inside that, the whys and how to interpret and review and share the data. But it starts with that belief that it is not at odds with the mission, right? Because having a healthy capital position enables companies to be around, to invest, to have impact, and right? And so like I really that's so important. And so I appreciate you starting with that. So okay, so what do you think are the tech leaders' accountabilities then when it comes to balancing financial outcomes with technical outcomes, which, you know, read between the lines, like when there's not money free flowing, because
right.
like it's easier when there's a lot of it, but when you know times might be more volatile, you know, like for yourself and for others, like, you know, what do you think tech leader accountability is when it comes to balancing these two things?
Yeah, I think that responsibility of balancing financial outcomes with technical outcomes is pivotal. And it's not, by the way, just about achieving profitability or pioneering the most advanced technologies. It's really about ensuring that each technical achievement moves us closer to our financial goals and ultimately furthers our mission. And it's a very difficult balancing act, frankly. I think that tech leaders really need to ensure that technology strategies and projects align with broader business objectives. And it's crucial to understand how technical decisions impact financial performance, because that's oftentimes a broader business objective. And this means that we should prioritize projects that offer the most significant return on investment or that strategically position the company for long-term growth and impact. CTOs need to be accountable for the technical budget, and that means making informed decisions about where to allocate our resources. That involves choosing between building in-house solutions versus potentially buying a solution off the shelf, considering the total cost of ownership of new technologies that you might be trying to deploy, managing projects to stay within budget while also delivering value to our customers. I also think that innovation is at the heart of any tech-driven company. But not all innovation really directly contributes to the top or bottom line or to the mission. And tech leaders need to be responsible for fostering an innovation culture that actually solves real problems and creates value for customers and drives the company towards its financial and mission-driven goals. I think also a significant part of our role is to articulate the value of technology investments to both internal and external stakeholders, including how these investments align with financial goals and mission objectives. And that means translating these technical achievements that you're really proud of into these business outcomes and showing how the technology enabled the company to grow and innovate and lead, in our case, in the climate tech space. And what I'll also say is that doesn't always need to come from the top down. It doesn't always need to be from me. We need to be empowering our teams with the understanding and resources that they need to align their work with the company's financial and technical objectives. And you have to create a culture where the team is really aware of the cost implications of their decisions and motivated to work on projects that drive the most significant impact across all the dimensions.
And sometimes as a CTO or even as a VP or a software engineer, those investments, those innovations are far from certain, right? So you also have to be accountable for forecasting those interim outcomes that gives somebody else or yourself the confidence that you should continue to invest, right? Because you might spend money to make money is a theory in some cases, especially when it comes to innovation. So you have to balance that risk appetite as well. Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. Yeah, you have to make sure that you're structuring the work and the roadmap to incrementally deliver value, to constantly validate that the investment is worth it and it's actually delivering the outcome that the business needs to deliver or that the customer needs or that the mission needs. I think you have to constantly be validating as you go.
Yeah, I've seen there's kind of been two paths that CTOs have taken in this environment where the finances are tighter than they have been in the past. Some have leaned into the philosophy that you're sharing, and some have really completely shied away from any risk or any innovation at all. And so, you know, and that's tough, right? And so this leads to my next question, which is like, how do you see or believe that financial literacy contributes to the success of a technology leader in their role? Because, you can embrace it. You can shy away from it. Like I just said, like there's many paths that tech leaders can take. And so how do you believe it ties in with the success of someone's career and their ability to contribute to the business?
Yeah, I think that you absolutely have to embrace it. It is a critical skill for a technology leader. And that's so apparent these days in the macroeconomic climate that we're all operating in right now. And I think it goes beyond mere budget management. I think it influences a lot of different aspects of the role and significantly also contributes to the overall success of the organization. Financial literacy equips a CTO with the ability to make really informed decisions that align technology investments with strategic goals. And understanding financial principles allows a CTO to assess potential ROI of various projects, to prioritize spending, and to mitigate the financial risks that you talked about that are associated with some of the technology choices that you're taking on, or some of the structures of projects or some of the major initiatives that you want to actually invest in. And a strong leader in this space can effectively manage and optimize that technology budget to ensure that their resources are allocated efficiently across various projects, and they can balance the trade-offs between cost and quality and time to market, and ensure that investments are made in technologies that offer the best value for the company. I think also a CTO with a strong understanding of financial concepts can more effectively just communicate and collaborate with other departments, especially finance, but also the commercial teams. And if you have GMs or operational teams, all of that is very, very important, just the communication and collaboration angle. And I think communicating how technology initiatives are aligned with business objectives will help you secure funding for projects and also demonstrate the value of technology investments to all these different stakeholders. And in that way, the technology organization in general can just spearhead initiatives that drive growth and innovation while also being financially viable. And stakeholders can help champion the projects on your behalf that not only advance the company's technology capabilities, but also contribute to revenue growth in general, contribute to cost savings, contribute to competitive advantage and competitive positioning. And if you can do all this successfully, you can really foster a culture of accountability and financial responsibility within the technology department and embed financial considerations into like the fabric of broader decision-making at the org.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I think the conversation that technology leaders have with their CFO, with their board, with their commercial team have rapidly shifted. And the CTOs as a group are coming at this conversation with various levels of financial acumen. Right. And so I'm sure there's a lot of people listening and watching right now that are, oh, this happened to me last month. I misunderstood. I didn't have full access to data. A lot of, bumps along the way, but solvable ones, important ones, because the more we can have a conversation as a group across departments, the better. Again, it comes back to the financial success, the mission, all being aligned. So I appreciate your that. And so let's kind of dive into Arcadia a little bit. So, how have you kind of navigated this at your current team?
Yeah, So something you just said really resonated in that people are coming from different starting points. And I think, I came to my role at Arcadia with some amount of financial literacy, but...
Well, you did work for Betterment before that.
Yeah, exactly. But the reality is, everyone has something to learn. And I think my recommendation to everyone is like a baseline recommendation. It's just like, listen, just make sure you're listening. When you're sitting with other executives around the table or other leaders in the organization, listen to what matters. Listen to what they're saying, which metrics they're focused on, which costs they're focused on, which revenue opportunities they're focused on, and making sure that you are absorbing as much of that as possible and can reflect that in how you communicate with the rest of your team and how you prioritize your work. Because just like many startups in basically every technology space in the world right now, we aim to be very, very incredibly thoughtful and diligent about how we think about technology investments in line with our mission and in line with our corporate goals. And, as a result, me and my team, we have championed a few initiatives that have helped us get greater transparency into the ROI of our projects and the resulting cost of running or maintaining that technology. On the budget management side, the first big area of focus that, we really invested heavily in is just cloud spend management. The team worked diligently over the past several quarters on creating more transparency into our cloud costs through things like resource tagging, through Kubernetes cost monitoring and management. And it has helped further a culture of cost awareness within our tech organization that can really help us optimize our cloud spend. And with that transparency, we've actually taken on a number of projects that have helped us kind of bend the curve of our cloud spend growth by a significant degree. In regards to driving growth and innovation, we've also become just much more thoughtful and disciplined about where and when we invest in pure innovation R&D. So, for example, for key innovation projects and exploration, we have gotten into this rhythm of estimating the business value of the various unlocks that these projects could bring and making sure that we're right-sizing our investment into those projects to ensure we're not just burning money on an idea that might not even result in a material win for the business. And that has resulted in us potentially paring back on our resourcing in some cases, and also actually increasing our resourcing if the potential ROI on the other side meant that it would be worth it for us. And so in general now, once a project is actually greenlit and someone starts working on it, we have mechanisms in place that actually track the ongoing costs of that project. So we can generally roll up those costs across initiatives and across themes and make sure that we are comfortable investing in the right areas of the business and also use those costs to feed into that cost capitalization within our accounting function as well.
So you touched on a lot of kind of topics inside financial literacy just there. And like for those that are listening that say, okay, I'm ready to take my financial literacy to the next level, but I don't want to become, you know, the CFO of the org, and I don't want to go take 3 months and learn everything. Like where can technology lead us start? Are there like two or three most important aspects or subtopics that, okay, most of us listening understand, like, you know, we spend money, we make money. You mentioned, you know, R&D, capitalization, return on investment, track. You mentioned a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know if those are your top three, but yeah, where do you think we should start?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think there are kind of three categories that I tend to want to focus on. I think the first is around budget and resource allocation. So effective budgeting and resource allocation ensure that the financial resources at your disposal are optimally utilized to support the most impactful technology initiatives in front of you. And it involves planning and monitoring and managing the technology budget in alignment with strategic priorities and higher level budgets across the rest of the organization. And I think if you can really build a sound budget and manage aggressively towards that budget, you can really increase efficiency for your team and still find ways to invest in technology to drive growth and invest in innovation that help the business move forward. I think better than you otherwise might be able to, because it helps you almost build a sense of like of credibility with the rest of the organization that you're being very, very thoughtful about where you're investing. The other one is understanding the financial implications of technology decisions. So, you know, with every technology decision, that could be choosing a cloud provider or investing in new software development, all of them have financial implications. And so understanding those implications includes assessing the costs, assessing potential savings, impact on team focus, and just so many other dimensions. And I think financial literacy helps a CTO look through a financial lens and ensure that investments that they are proposing align with companies' financial health and strategic goals and ultimate success. And so there's a lot there around like understanding the cost and the upside of these technology decisions that you're making. The third category that I try to focus on is just general risk assessment and management. I think you touched on this earlier. Technology investments in general come with risks, right? There's financial risk, there's operational risk, there's security risk, there's so many. And effective risk management really involves identifying these risks, assessing their potential impact, the probability that they would happen, the speed of onset of these issues, and then really implementing strategies to mitigate them. And so understanding how to assess and manage the financial risks is a really key skill to allow a CTO to navigate a lot of uncertainties just much more effectively. If you can focus on these three areas, I think you can do your job better in so many different ways. I mean, you can translate technical advantages into business value more effectively, because who doesn't want to add more value to the business at the end of the day? You can prioritize investments with a clear view on the strategic value and the financial return and the mission impact. You can collaborate more effectively with finance and other departments. And you can keep up with higher level business strategy planning conversations. And then you can also drive sustainable growth by ensuring that the organization remains competitive and financially healthy in the long term. And also that you are balancing short-term wins with longer-term investments that will help you succeed year over year.
I feel like there's not a podcast I have done yet that doesn't end with "and iterate," because this weird, especially when it comes to finance, I've seen technology leaders do this weird thing where they throw out all of their like agile like best practices, but like everything that you've just said to me also includes, and don't just do it for the year and never look at it, right? Like, manage risk, do budget management, and then, you know, iterate on it, because you're going to learn stuff. You're going to be off. You might be directionally correct. You might be way off. A risk might come in and change the whole thing. And I think inherently those that manage the financials well are iterating, but also many just skip that step. Oh, well, 6 months ago, we said we're going to spend this much money. So that's how much we have to spend. It's this weird thing. I don't know why. Like, we throw out all of our training. it's very strange. So like, yeah. So I just thought I'd throw that in. So I want to end with transparency, because we started the conversation with talking about not only our accountability as technology leaders, but like really kind of ensuring that the greater organization and every single employee is financial literate. So as the CTO, it's your job to give employees access to that information or get access from the CFO for your team. And so like how transparent, you know, we've had this conversation years past about salaries, how transparent salaries, but there's so many other pieces of financial information. And so how do we fully open the books? Do we share information weekly? You know, just give us, you know, to wrap up the conversation, like, what's your take on how transparent to be with finances?
Yeah,
to the company?
It's a great question. I pretty strongly believe that transparency, especially regarding company financials, is broadly beneficial. But it's also really important to balance that openness with discretion for a number of reasons. Transparency about financials can help build a significant degree of trust between employees and leadership. And when employees see that the company is open about its financial health, they are more likely to trust their leaders and feel secure in their roles. And that sense of psychological safety is very, very beneficial to people feeling they can do, you know, their best work. And with a better understanding of the company's financial state, employees can also make just more informed decisions in their day-to-day work. And it helps them understand the impact of their actions on the company's top and bottom line. And it leads to more financially responsible decisions. And knowing how their work contributes to the success of the company can be a really powerful motivator for basically every employee. They feel really invested because they understand the difference that they're making on a day-to-day basis. That being said, complete openness is not always possible or beneficial. And here's why. Some financial information might need to remain confidential to protect competitive advantages or because of regulatory requirements. And sharing too much could actually jeopardize a company's strategic position. The other thing is that without the proper context, financial data, which is oftentimes pretty complicated, let's be honest, it can be totally misinterpreted, right? Employees might not have the background to understand all the nuances of financial statements. I didn't even have all the understanding when I came into this role. And so you just don't want to lead to unnecessary worry or speculation or just plain old information overload on behalf of these employees. And so I think there are a few things to think about when you're trying to strike the balance with transparency and discretion. I think you certainly need to calibrate the level of financial detail you're delivering based on the audience's needs and their capacity to understand and act on the information. You need to offer context and education to help employees understand the numbers and the terms and what they mean. You need to foster an environment where the employees feel comfortable just asking questions and discussing the financial information with leadership, things like, you know, office hours and trainings go a very long way. And then also just focus on the key metrics rather than overwhelming employees with every detail. Focus on the key metrics that actually matter, that align your employees with the company's strategic goals and values. And if you can, again, if you can nail all of that, you can really strike the right level of transparency while being thoughtful about the risks of just sharing too much information.
Yeah, and I'm going to share briefly one of the things that we do at Stride, because we, every single week, we send a Slack message to the whole company with the same three key operational metrics every single week. And it was for like the first like 3 months we did it, it was scary. People had all sorts of positive, negative, confused reactions. But now it's, they expect it, they understand it, they've seen it week after week, you know. And so like it was like really terrifying for everybody at the start. There's a lot of, but then it like forced this conversation of, okay, well, what does this mean? Well, is this good? Is this bad? Like, you know, are we doing good things because of this? Are we on the right track because of this? And they're leading and lagging indicators, but all that stuff that you said like happened. We didn't share too much, but we shared it on the consistent, you know, the key metrics that we run our business on very frequently. If it's, you know, basically the same as it was last week, like things are going good. Right. Like, and so like, I do think there's lots of ways to do it, but we have seen a huge change in the conversation because people have that data and they can, like you said at the beginning, they see through different lenses and they have different levels of understanding and it impacts their jobs differently. Yeah, we're all starting with the same facts, right? It's not opinion, it's not hearsay, it's fact. That's nice. numbers, you know, have a hard time lying. So
I love that. I think you know, the weekly like just reiteration of the key metrics is super important because one, people like the predictability of it, but two, the more you say it, the more it really sinks in. Like you just can't say it once or twice or maybe even once a quarter. You really got to like nail it and like really got to repeat it a lot for people to embody those metrics.
Exactly. So I feel like I could go on and on, but we are out of time. So Anil, this has been great. Thank you for sharing your experience. I know personally that many, many technology leaders are facing these questions. And so appreciate you being here. And thanks to everyone for listening.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hey, everyone. If you've enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe, give it 5 stars, and more importantly, share it with someone that you think will benefit from listening. And remember, as always, think about the 1 to 2 key takeaways that you can apply today to help you and your team achieve your goals. Until then, keep iterating.